Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, welcome back to your Robert and Mary World Travel get-together. And for the next 10 minutes of today's show, well, it's time for the Chief Travel Leader conversation. The national restaurant sector of travel is going to be our focus, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Yeah, so get spring break ready with new luggage and save some money. The team at Travel Pro is offering their Buy More, Save More special. For example, spend $200, you're going to save $30. If you spend $300, you're going to save $45, and that all includes free shipping.
Well, free shipping is always a good thing, folks. Listen, our Travel Pro bags, they certainly make our travels a lot easier when we're on the go. Every traveler needs a companion that they can trust, and Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage for spring break and save at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it was just over a year ago during our live broadcast back on February 27th, 2021, that we last spoke with the then CEO of the National Restaurant Association, Tom Benet. Today we're speaking with Marvin Irby, longtime CFO for the National Restaurant Association, who's now currently their interim CEO. Off to Washington, D.C. we go via that show hotline to connect with Marvin.
Welcome, Marvin. Nice to have you aboard with us on the big show today.
Good morning. It's very good to be here. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Really happy to have you aboard with us today. So before we get into some of the details, as Mary just shared in your intro, you're the longtime CFO of the National Restaurant Association, but this isn't your first time in the acting CEO role now, is it? I mean, what a year to take on that role again.
I'd like to believe the first time I was asked to take this role was 3 months before COVID hit. I mean, So now I'm back again. I'm hoping this means that the last time I take it, we'll be seeing the end of COVID.
Yeah, well, that's good news.
There's the beginning and now the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen.
That's right. So, all right. So, you know, listen, Mary and I, we were in Las Vegas last week for our big Let's Go America tour. Reservations were tough to get. Restaurants were hopping. There was a pretty good staffing that we've seen everywhere we went that we saw, which was nice to see. So what can you report to the nation today on the state of the national restaurant scene?
Well, while Vegas is doing exceptionally well and the places where restaurants have opened are doing well, overall, restaurants are recovering slower than the rest of the economy. Unfortunately, 90,000 restaurants have closed permanently because of the pandemic, and we've lost over $300 billion in sales. However, as you pointed out, what has been very remarkable is how much we love our restaurants. In areas of this country where we've been allowed to reopen and can find staffing, restaurants are doing a great business. But that is looking more sporadic. January, probably the biggest issue we have right now is actually not demand, but people. As of January, we were still down a million people, a million employees from where we were pre-pandemic.
That's a big number.
But as labor begins to return, we're certain we'll be ready to serve our customers.
Okay. Those are some big numbers. Marvin, I read that you were a big part of the lobbying that occurred, and that's, of course, a big role that the associations play for the federal aid for restaurants in 2020 to the tune of a few million dollars, I read, spent in that lobbying, which I'm sure did help initially restaurant owners get through as well as best they could that year. With the extension of these restrictions throughout most of 2021 in certain areas, although it was a better year, it was still tough. So you've mentioned about the losses. What are you forecasting for this year for 2022?
Well, there's a lot of things to feel good about in our recovery. First and foremost, what happened in 2021 is a number of restaurants really became much more technology savvy. And 8 of 10 of our operators, because we survey them continually, tell us that now technology gives them a competitive advantage. And we're finding that a number of our consumers will prefer use of technology as long as it doesn't get in the way of the guest experience. Mm. A big change is takeout. More than half of adults now say that delivery or takeout is essential to the way they live, particularly amongst our millennial and Gen Z customers. Mm-hmm. Alcohol to go and outdoor dining has been a major transition as well. And more than half of restaurant operators think that having seating outdoors or in parking lots or just in general more cafe style is really going to be the evolution that will be part of the future here.
Yeah, I think that'll be a lasting impact.
Yeah.
And as long as the weather permits, who doesn't enjoy dining outside? So, you know, when we talked to Tom a year ago, staff shortages, extended unemployment benefits, they were all major challenges across the hospitality sector of travel, including restaurants. You know, now we're dealing with skyrocketing inflation that's raising prices of everything, along with the continued supply chain. And that's probably leading to that sporadic recovery that you're talking about. So this all means that restaurants, they either have to raise prices to stay afloat. I mean, either they could be cutting portions or eliminating some options, or they have to compromise quality. You know, really, what are you hearing from members right now as the biggest items that are keeping them up at night?
One of the biggest items that are keeping them up at night is actually labor. Being able to have enough people on hand to provide the customer service that our guests expect. To your point about pricing, menu prices have increased 6.5% in January on the average. However, CPI was up 7.5%. So it's probably still cheaper to eat out at your restaurant than actually go to a grocery store at this moment. But what you're also hearing from our restaurateurs is that they're finding better ways, newer ways, and more efficient ways to provide meals to our customers. In fact, 80% of them will say that they are much more efficient in their operations than they were pre-pandemic.
Which I guess really you would have to be. So that's a positive. All right, if you are just tuning in with us today, for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are speaking with Marvin Irby, acting CEO and longtime CFO with the National Restaurant Association. Marvin, I would think your experience on the financial side of things has you well prepared for this interim CEO role, but I have heard you're a dynamic people person, so you're out and about as much as you can be. What is it about advocating for restaurants across our country that you enjoy and conversely may find most challenging?
If I have this opportunity to work with restaurateurs every day, and it's all restaurateurs, it's from those who will run the CEO of McDonald's to literally that individual who runs your local pizza place down the street. They are such magnificent people. These are individuals who really, they have a hospitality gene. They are driven by creating joy for others. And that's very inspiring. And maybe one of the most inspiring things that I was able to observe during the pandemic was watching our customers, watching the guests, watching how many people drove out to help by doing carryout, how many people went to their personal restaurants to try to keep them afloat. And just speaking for a lot of those operators, I can tell you how much it's been appreciated. Mm-hmm. This country loves their restaurants, and that was shown in the last year. And that, frankly, is what inspires me to do what I do here for the industry.
And your biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge, it's a very broad industry. It is everything. We represent the individual restaurateur to the major chains. We represent all and everything in between. The biggest challenge is that it so encompasses every part of our economy. You mentioned earlier supply chain. Our food costs, our beef costs, for example, are up 55% versus last year. Mm-hmm. How do you manage that and still provide an affordable experience for your customers?
That's
dynamics. That is the biggest challenge.
Okay. So, Marvin, before we have to say goodbye for today, I want to know, we just mentioned Vegas, and on this tour that Mary and I have been doing, you know, it's been really eye-opening for us to see the state of America, and we're going to be talking about that in future shows. But really, I want to know for you, is there any place that perhaps you've traveled recently where you feel things are starting to feel like normal again?
maybe it's the new normal. literally last night, I went to a restaurant in D.C. It was a Thai restaurant, and it was packed, and the people were happy, and everyone was conversing. I was actually there with a college friend who'd come to the city, and I had a chance to look around because that restaurant 8 months ago was staying alive by just trying to have people eat outdoors and have carryout. It managed to survive. And now it's thriving. And I believe that's what we're going to see across the country as we begin to
From your mouth to God's ears that will happen
hear.
Because that's exactly what we want for everybody, both in the restaurant industry, the travel and hospitality side of things across the board. So really appreciate you joining us today for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you. Enjoy as well. And go find a restaurant.
Oh, absolutely. We'll take that advice in a heartbeat. Take care, Marvin.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, they were some sobering numbers, Mary, from Marvin. Yeah. It's going to take some time, but, you know, listen, as Americans, we persevere. So that's what we're going to.
And we do love to eat out.
Yeah, well, that's
Americans,
true, too. Yeah.
So
no question about
it'll
that.
It'll happen.
All right. Right now, we're going to pause for a quick sponsors break. We're going to be answering emails coming up later this hour in the D Block. If you have a travel question, a comment about what we just discussed with Marvin, just click on the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com and send us your thoughts. During the break, we're going to have Bobby, Patchy, and Rudy. Stay with us, everyone. The Right Stuff is next.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.